Okay, we are continuing in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, 32b. We're coming down to the bottom half of the page. I'd say more than halfway down the page. Last word on the line, Tuf Resh, Tana Rabbanan, after the two dots. You see a Tuf Resh, Tana Rabbanan. And before we get into this, Nick Segil, we've dealing with honoring parents. Now we're going to get to something that's related to that. But we got to look at a pasuk in the Torah in Vayikra, Yutes Lamed Beis. That's very important to understand what's going on over here. Here we go. Here's the pasuk. Lamed Beis. Those are the words. Six words. And let's try to understand every word. Now, we're going to come back to some regular Gemara guys where there's an argument, how to understand the Pasuk. You know, so it's been pretty easy the last couple weeks. Now we're going to... So it's not too hard, this part. You just have to see the two sides. But you got to know the pasuk well. Torah says, Mipnei Seva Tokum. Seva literally means a gray-haired person. Okay? A gray-haired person, which we assume is an older person. Okay? The English says a hoary head. Whatever that means in English. I don't know what that means. Okay?
Not a bald head.
Okay, so mipnei, before an older person, takum, you shall rise. So an older person, simple meaning of the text, we're going to see what it means. An older person walks in, we have to define that though, what does older mean? You shall rise, means you have to give honor to an older person. Vehadarta pnei zaken. Vehadarta, you shall, hadar is to hidur, to beautify, or to treat with honor, pnei, the face of a zaken. Zaken, again, is one of these words that does not translate well into English. English says an old man, so we say an old man twice. Well, we'll have to see what that means. So it appears that there are two clauses. That you rise before a seva, which a gray-haired man, an old man, and you will give honor and glory to the face of a zaken, which needs to be defined. And then it ends off, v'yareisa melekecha, and you shall fear your God, and Hashem, I am the Lord. Okay. So what is the Torah exactly commanding us to do? This is going to be the elements of a dispute coming up over here. There obviously is some concept of giving honor to someone outside of your parents. This is not your parents. Something has to do with old age. Okay? But we have to now get clear what this means. And it's going to be a debate because that's obviously the words are not clear itself. So what's critical is we're going to have to define what does the word seva really mean? What does the word zaken really mean? Okay, in colloquial Hebrew, zaken we say is an old man. Zaken, but we had, if you remember in Pirkei Avos, that, you know, God gave the Torah to Moshe, Moshe gave it to Yeshua, Yeshua gave it to the zakenim. So what do you mean? He just gave it to old men? That's not what it meant. He gave the Torah to old men.
Elders.
Oh, elders. So now what's elders mean? Well, elders means an old man. Respect your elder. Okay, we'll have to see. These are all words that we, you know, the English gives generally, but we have to know how the Gemara understands these words. But this is the pasuk we're going to spend the whole morning on. Vehadarta. It comes from the root. Well, the root word is hadar. Hadar comes from the word hidur, to beautify. Okay? So you beautify the face. What does it mean? You give him a facial? No, no, I give him a facial. So you beautify. So what does it mean? Obviously, some kind of honor, right? But it's a unique word. These are all unique words. Okay, you know, we could tend to say, well, an old person's, you know, an old broom, throw them out. No, old people are special. You have to beautify them. You have to glorify them. All right. So now we have to understand one. So the Torah definitely is very pro older people. Okay, that's clear. But now we got to know what does it really mean. Okay. Based on all this, this is what today's Gemara is going to be all about. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a Braisa. Now we're going to be learning a number of statements. The way it's going to work is like this. It's going to be about six statements. We're just going to go through them. We're not going to really go through them very thoroughly because the Gemara is going to then go back to each and every one of those statements. This is what we're going to keep us busy for the next week or so. We're going to go into each statement, analyzing what really was said over there, where there are arguments, where there aren't arguments, etc., etc. So, if you look over here, even in the notes, in this context, an old man, the word seva, seva means an old man. How did Art scroll? We didn't translate it yet. How's he before an old man? Yeah, an old man. It's like someone who's 70 years of age. Okay, so we have three people in the room. No? Someone, did you make it there yet? No, not yet. You're getting there. Okay, so a youngster. Okay, so Tony and Earl apply in this situation. Okay, just 70 years old. Okay, now, that's Seva. Zakein also means an old man. But look, here, however, that cannot be. It's meaning because then the verse would be repetitive. Its special meaning in this context is disputed by the Tanaim as the Bryce and Gemara continue to explain. So that's the problem with the Pasuk. The simple meaning of both words, Seva and Zakein, is an old man, but they can't mean the same thing. So what's going on over here? So Tana Rabbana, Tana Rabbana, the rabbis taught in the Bryce the following. The pasuk says, "Mipnei seva takum." Before the old man, you shall rise. Yochel, I might think, "Afilu mipnei zaken ashmai." I might think that this means and includes an old man who's a sinner, quote unquote, a dirty old man, right? Now, ashmai comes from the word asham. Asham, you know, there's a korban called a korban asham, a guilt offering. So a guilty person means a wicked and ignorant man. Think any 70-year-old you get up for? I might have thought, because this is given for an old man. Mi pnei seva takum. Get up for an old man. Doesn't give you no credentials. Just one thing. Old. Well, no, that's what the second half of the verse is coming to shed light on. Talmud Lomar comes the text right afterwards. The next clause, the word zakein, to clarify what is an old man. So what's a zakein? Now here we come to a very interesting interpretation. We're going to see the word zakein is an acronym for three words. The ein zakein ela chacham. Whenever we say the word zakein biblically, the word zakein means a wise man, meaning a person who is well versed in Torah, a sage. How do we know this? Let's look in context of other verses in the Torah. Shenemar, it says, when Moshe was complaining, I can't take it, I can't deal with all the Jews by myself. So, what does it say? So, Hashem says, Esvali Shivimish, gather to me 70 men, Mizikne Yisrael, from the Zikne, the Zakenim of Yisrael. There the context is not old men, because we need people who can help Moshe do the work of leading the Jewish people. And therefore, we see that a zakein is a sage. Okay, now look at the notes. The use of the word zakein in both verses. We have zakein by Moshe picking leaders and get up for a zakein, honor a zakein. There's a connection. Just as the verse from Numbers refers to wise elderly men, because it says, Ziknei ha'am vishotrav, right? So our verse means the same thing. Okay. Or you could say it's not a Xerish Shava, but it's assumed the word Zakein means here the same as it means elsewhere. Were this a Xerish Shava, our verse like the one remembers refer only to old men that are exceptionally sagacious. Okay, anyway. What? Well, some say it is, some say it's not. Okay, either as it may, if it's not Xerish Shava, at least we see that's the use in which this context is. Okay, fine. So we know now that a zakein is a person who's wise. So now it means we don't get up for just any old man. It has to be a chacham, has to be a wise man, has to be learned in Torah.
Did
He has to be a wise man who's 70, not 65.
So we will see. That's going to be a debate later on. That's going to be a machlokas. We'll get to there. We'll get to there. So be patient. We'll get to there. But right now, he's got to be a chacham. Now, how are you going to define a chacham? Well, he's got to be a scholar. He's got to be a scholar, a person who knows a lot of Torah. Doesn't have to be a rabbi, per se, but an older person who learns a lot of Torah. He's a chacham. We'll see. But it's not just, being old is not enough. This is the first opinion of the Braisa. This is opinion number one. Clearly, just an old person who is an ignorant old person, we don't get up for them. Okay? He's got to have also the quality of being a chacham. Now, comes along Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, he's going to make another statement, to which the Gemara later on is going to say, it seems to be almost the same statement as the first rabbi's statement, and we're going to see what the difference is. But comes along statement number two, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Omer, Ein Zaken, when we refer to a Zaken, in other words, we don't need the pasuk in Bamidbar. Let's look at the word zaken by itself. Elami shekana chachma. A zaken means, again, someone who has acquired chachma. Okay, now we're going to see in a minute, it's an acronym. Look at footnote 18. The word zaken, zayin kuf nun, is an acronym. Zayin is the first letter of the word zet. Zet, meaning this person. Okay. Kuf nun is the two-letter root of the three-letter word kana, to acquire. Zaken comes from the word zet kana. This one has acquired. So what do you mean acquired? Maybe it's Warren Buffett. You know, I think he's 70. No? And he's certainly acquired a lot. Maybe he's a zaken. But no, because it's very interesting, because the truth of the matter is, what does it mean really, really, really to acquire something? What does it mean to acquire something? Well, you worked at it, but more than that, if we've acquired it, what do we mean from a legal perspective or a reality perspective? It's yours. But it's yours, and you'll never lose it. That's something that is really an acquisition. There's different kinds of acquisitions, no? Money. Can you acquire money?
Yeah. You can lose it.
But for how long?
Yeah.
It's yours. I got it. Forever? You could lose it all tomorrow. What's something that you can acquire that you can never lose?
Wisdom.
How could you lose it?
Real estate.
Well, even real estate could be if that happens to be in the line of the 407 going east, you lost it, man. You lost it. No matter how much it was worth, it's already worth 10% of its value. The market value has already dropped.
But
nobody can take it away from you. If you lose your mental capacity, then you're not even a person anymore. Then there's not, you're not a you anymore. Right? We're talking about a healthy, normal person. Right? So that's the point, and that's, look at the brackets. It's assumed that the reverence is to wisdom, for look what the Gemara says. The only worthwhile acquisition is wisdom. It's a Gemara in the Dharma, interesting, it says like this, and there's been a more modern contemporary song that used these words. Da kini machaser. If you have acquired this, what are you lacking? This is wisdom. If you have wisdom, you're lacking nothing. You have everything you need. Da chaser, if you don't have wisdom, Makani, what have you acquired ever in your life? That's what Gemara says. If you have wisdom, you're missing nothing. If you don't have wisdom, you don't have anything. Think about it. Think about it. If you don't really have wisdom, what do you got? What do you mean? What do you got? I got $1 million. I got assets. I got this. Yeah, but you don't have the wisdom to know what to do with it.
You might have input, health.
Well, health is not important. You know, they just had this, somebody sent me one of these emails. This fellow just passed away. He had, what's it called? Pareggius disease. It's an easy, it'll age very fast. Pareggius, Pageria. You age very fast. And they showed the fellow shortly before he died. He was 17. He looked like a man way older than anybody here. He was like 110. Bald and like really old. Right? And what was I saying? You said health, right?
Yeah.
And he it was he said, "Why you know?" He gave a talk. He said, "Why don't you know? I'm a very happy person." You could see he was a very happy person, with all the difficulties, very happy person. So health is not really a factor, really, of having a productive life, because you know that fellow, what's that name again? Perut?
Pajaria,
never remember. Pajaria, yeah, even Pajaria, he was happy. Why? Because he had, for a goy, he had a certain amount of wisdom. He had an attitude of how to live life. And he was happy. So, if you have Torah wisdom, you understand what reality is. So, being sick, it's a challenge, but doesn't mean to say you're still not lacking anything. You could have healthy, wealthy people who have no wisdom, and they have no life.
Yeah.
So now, this, and this is the context of the Gemara saying you've acquired. So really there's only one acquisition in life. True acquisition is wisdom. So now you see where the word zokain really comes from, this one who has acquired. So therefore zokain has to have wisdom. So it seems that both rabbis, the first rabbi and this rabbi, are saying the same thing. That it doesn't mean a sinner being an old man. That's enough. He has to be an old man who has acquired wisdom. What's the difference in these two opinions? We'll see later on tomorrow, perhaps.
What's the
song? You don't know it. You know. Maybe I'll send you the song. Da kani machaser, da lo kani makani. It's one of those modern Jewish songs. I don't remember. It was on one of. It's about, I don't know, 15 years old. But anyway, so that's two for, and how do we know that? How do we know that a zokain is someone who has acquired wisdom? He brings another verse. Shenemar Hashem Kononi Reishis Darko. King Solomon said, Hashem acquired me, meaning to say wisdom, at the outset of his journey. Okay? Means to say God created wisdom before he created the world. Hashem konani reishis darko. Hashem acquired, in other words, we're using wisdom as speaking, as it were. King Solomon is using wisdom as the voice. So wisdom is saying, Hashem acquired me at the beginning of his journey. It means that Hashem had wisdom before he made the world.
Is this like God created the Torah before he created the world?
Yes, same idea. So Hashem had wisdom, konani acquired me. What did he acquired me? Acquired wisdom. So you see, Kinyan, Zokain, Zekana, this one acquired. Okay, be that as it may, what do we see? We have two opinions that seem to be relatively similar. That says the mitzvah to honor or get up for the elder has to be an elder who has acquired wisdom. Now, Yachol Yamod Mipanav Mimakam Rachok, so I might think that if I have to stand up, but maybe I have to stand up even if he's very far away from me. I see him way in the distance. I have to get up then. I might have thought. Talmud Lomar comes the two words. Mipnei Seva Takum. For the elder you shall get up. And then it added this new clause. Vehadarta Pnei Zakein. You shall honor. So we're juxtaposing standing up next to the word honoring. There must be some connection. What's the connection? Lo amre kima, we say to get up only when? B'makam sheish hidor, when it's an honor for the person to get up to him. So if I see the guy a half a mile down the road and I get up for him, is it an honor for him? He doesn't even know I'm getting up for him. So when is my getting up an honor for the person? When he's within 6 feet of me. When he's close enough to understand that I'm getting up for him, and now he's feeling the honor that I'm giving him. That's why the repetitiveness of the verse. It's saying before the old man you get up, but the old man has to be a man of wisdom, and the getting up has to be getting up that shows honor to him. That means he has to be close enough to appreciate the honor I give him. Okay. Now, I might have thought, Yochel, I might have thought, Yadrena B'mam, and I might have thought that the way I have to give him honor is with money. Right? So that might, because there's some verses in the Torah that use the word hador to explain that it's honoring through money. I might think that's how far it has to go. No. Talmud Lomar, again, look at the two words that were connected. Takum, get up, vahadarta, and honor. So that's connecting. What kind of honor is it? The honor of, that's similar to getting up. So ma'akima, just like getting up, shame b'chaser, because you don't lose any money by getting up. Getting up does not cost any money. So too, let me just make it bigger. Af hidur, so too honor over here, shame b'chaser and kis, where there is no financial loss. That's why these two words are teaching one to the other. That you get up in a way that shows honor, it has to be close enough. You honor in a way that doesn't cost money, like getting up doesn't cost money. It goes both ways. Each word's teaching on the other. What the honor is and when you have to get up. Okay. Yeah, I might have thought, Yamod bifan of mi beisakis beisamerchas. Maybe I might have thought that one should stand before a zakein, let's say when you're in the wash house or in the bathroom. Let's say you're sitting in the mikveh, and now an old man walks in the mikveh. You should get up from in the mikveh. I'm going to get anywhere. Talmud Lomer, again, the two words. Takum v'hadarta, you shall get up, and you shall give honor. So guess what? Lo amar tikima, I said only to get up. Ela b'mokshay shidur, a place where it is honorable to do so. And in the bathroom, it ain't exactly a place that's honorable. If you're in the dining room, it's an honor. But in the bathroom, in the washroom, that's not a place where we bestow honor upon people. So you don't have to get up in the bathroom. Yochel, I might think, Yatsi Meinav, maybe a guy can get away with it. Just close your eyes. You know, I don't see any old man in the room right now. I'm closing my eyes. Kimi Shalavro, make it as if you don't see the guy. So I don't know, you can't do that. In other words, I didn't know. You know, as I say in Yiddish, Mach Nish Wissendik. Make yourself, you don't know. I didn't know. I was reading a book. I didn't notice he came in the room. You know he's in the room. But you're making it, you don't know. And therefore I didn't get up for him. You don't have to get away from it. Talmud Lomer, it says, Takum, get up. And then when it says, V'yareisa me'lokecha, be afraid of your God. Why does it say at the end of the verse, be afraid of your God? What's God being afraid of God of doing? Because that's the whole point. You know what? Because you could fool other people, but davar ha'masal alev, but something concerns matters of the heart, meaning God knows if you knew the guy was there or not. So therefore, nemar bo yireis elokecha, you should fear God. In other words, you'll find many times in the Torah, God gives us a mitzvah that says, yireis elokecha, be afraid of God. What does it mean, be afraid of God? Because that's the kind of mitzvah that you can act as if you weren't aware you had a mitzvah to do right now. Therefore, it always says, and fear God, because some mitzvahs you can't hide if you're doing it or not. We know you're doing it or not. But some mitzvahs you could really, something that you can't, I didn't see the lost object. I didn't know it was there. If I knew, I would have done it. But alone, he knew the whole time, just mainly he didn't see. So therefore, we add always those words, you have to be afraid of Hashem. Now, the final, this is all one brisa, guys. One brisa, statement after statement after statement after statement. One more to go. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Amir. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, now, in spite of the fact that we got all these responsibilities to and obligations to honor the old man, but should the old man, bedafka present himself to us in order to trouble us to honor him? I get this old man say, I feel great. I just walk by all these people who are sitting. I can always get people getting up. I feel like $1 million all day long. Imagine, guy goes to different shuls every day, every hour. Starts at 6 o'clock here. Then he goes to the bay. He walks in. Everybody's got to get up, get up, get up. So now, Minayin, how do we know?
He wouldn't be a zaken.
Lezaken shloyatriach. I'm not a zaken. Shouldn't trouble people to stand before him if he can avoid it, let's say, by taking a different route. I can go this way or that way. It doesn't make a difference. I'm going to get there the same time. But this way, 50 people are going to have to stand up for me. This way, nobody has to get up for me. Talmud Lomer also says, Zakein v'yareisa. It says you should get up for the old man. But it also says, v'yareisa, you shall fear. That is, he should be afraid of Hashem that he's not trying to self-aggrandize himself. Okay. Another statement. Okay, now still the Braisa. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi, the son of Yehuda says, Mipnei Seva Takum, when it says a Seva, an old man, you get up, Afilo, it means, look at this, Kol Seva B'mashma. He seems to argue with those first two rabbis we started at the top. It means every old man, doesn't matter how religious he is, which is clearly opposite of those first two opinions. Look what it says. As mentioned above, Rashi defines Ashmoy as iniquitous. Hence, in East Ben Yudah's view, one is obliged to send for an old man even if he is a sinner. Okay? That's the simple meaning would be when we're learning the Gemara. However, the other Rishonim, different than Rashi, consider it unacceptable that one should honor a wicked person. Hence, they explain the word Ashmo'oi, when we learned in the beginning, is related to Shomem, empty, and signifies ignorant but not necessarily wicked. So it comes out, question is, when we said you don't get up for Ashmo'oi, what does it really mean? Does it mean a real sinner, or does it even mean just ignorant? Then if Rabbi Isi say we get up for such a guy, we're saying get up in front of an ignorant guy as opposed to getting up in front of a sinner. So we have a machlokas over there. Okay, that is the end of the Braisa. It's about 6 or 7 statements of the Braisa. All right, let's just do the first analysis. Let's start. We'll see how far we can go. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the very second opinion that says a zochin is someone who's acquired wisdom, Hainu Tanakama, isn't that the same as the first opinion that said it has to be an older, not just an older person, but a person that has wisdom? Let's go back to those original statements to see what's talking about. Let's go back, right from here. Again, we had the first statement, Tana Rabbanan said, Mipnei Seva Tukum, get up for an old man, Yochal Filo Zokin Ashmai, even an Ashmai, a sinner old man, Tamad Lomer Zokin Zokin, Vein Zokin Chacham. Zokin means a wise man. That's the first opinion. So first one says, oldest and enough, he has to be a Chacham. Then came again, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, an old man is someone who acquired wisdom. Well, it seems to be the same thing, isn't it? Aren't those two opinions saying the same thing? Why would the Braisa record two opinions that seem to be saying the same thing? There must be a little bit of a difference. So he's going to say there is a difference. Gemara says, Ika Benayu, the difference is like this. Yonik, here Tony is your point. Yonik, a young fellow, V'chachim, who's a sage. A brilliant person. He's 20 years old, he knows the whole Torah. Okay, do you have to get up for such a guy? Well, mipnei seva takum vadarta pnei zakein. What's a zakein? Someone who has wisdom. Ah, well, we'll see. Tana kama. Well, who says? You have to know the whole Torah. What's wisdom? Wisdom is God's knowledge. That's the only wisdom, right? So Tana kama, the first opinion that says that it's not just an old man, but has some wisdom. Sover yonik lechachem lo. They say that if a young fellow who's a scholar, no, you don't get up for him. He has to have both. The first opinion says you have to have both, old age and wisdom. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, afilu yakim v'chachem. Even a young fellow who's a smart fellow will work. Well, you see, let's look at this. The Tana Kama, remember the first minute, how do they know that zakeh means a person with wisdom? Brought an example from Moshe, right? And over there, they happen to be old and wise. That, right? Zakeh, the Zakenim there were old and wise people. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, on the other hand, takes zakeh out of its literal meaning, and he says, no, it doesn't necessarily mean a reference to age at all. So that's the machlokas. Is that the first thing he says, you gotta be smart. Everyone says you gotta be smart. You have to have wisdom. You gotta be old also. Tanakhama says you gotta be old also. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, you don't have to be old as well. Just very wise is enough. So now we have to understand what's the logic between their opinions over here. What's the basis of the argument? So my taima to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's the reason Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you don't have to have old age? Amar Lach, he says like this. If you think it Amar Tanakama as the first opinion, says you have to have both. Now let's go back to the original Pasuk and see what's going on over here. If you indeed need both, you need two criteria, old age and youth. Him came, then the Torah should have written the Pasuk a little bit differently. What did the Torah write? The Torah wrote two clauses. Mipnei seva takum, before an old man get up, vadarta bnei zakeh, give honor to a zakeh. Two clauses. So now if you need both old and smart, if that's the case, what should the Torah have written? One clause. Mipnei seva zakeh takum, get up before an old smart man, vahadarta, give him honor. In other words, there's two separate clauses. Clause 1 says, Mipnei Seva Takum, get up before an old man. The second clause says, Vadarta B'nei Zakeim, give honor to a Zakeim. It's two clauses. Seems to be seeing two different scenarios. An old man who's not necessarily such a scholar, let's say, and a scholar is not necessarily an old man. We'll see. But if you say he's got to have both, he's got to be old and he's got to be a scholar, so the Torah should have said, get up before an old scholar and honor him. It's only one person. It's only one criteria. Old plus scholar. According to the Talmud, you have to have two criteria. Both. Old and scholar. Right. Why didn't it say, why is it two clauses? Mishna, so why did the Torah, the Palkina Rachma, why did the Torah make two separate clauses? Aha! Lameimer to say, the high, lav high, to teach they represent two different categories. Second, that this one is not this one, meaning to say the word seva is not the same, an old man is not the same as a zakein, v'hai, lav high, and this one, a zakein, is not a seva. We're talking about two different types of people, that's why there's two different clauses. Shema Mina, it comes out from here. Afilu Yonik V'chacham, even a young fellow is not a wise man. So it comes out like this. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he learns there's two clauses because there's two different types of people. We have a Seva, that's an old person, even if he's not wise, but not a sinner. Sinners, we don't get up for sinners. He can be an old man, a good Jew, but he's not so smart. But he's an old man. And an old good Jew who does Torah mitzvahs, we should get up for such a guy. That's one. Number two, a zakein. What's a zakein? A wise person, even if he's not old. That's all. This in contrast, Tanakhama requires both conditions, age and wisdom. The two verbs in the verse, takum, you shall rise, and the Torah shall honor, apply to both an old person and a wise man. According to the rabbis, the verse is understood as if it were written, before an old man you shall rise and give honor. You shall rise and give honor before a sage. But it's all the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Glee says, I don't like that. Why did you have to make it two separate clauses? Make it one straight clause. However, even Rabbi Yossi Glee concedes that an iniquitous old man is not included. Certainly a wicked man will not get up for him. The fact that one of the two categories depends solely on wisdom reflects that the complete absence of wisdom is a disqualification even in the other category. Indeed, it's evident that Rabbi Yossi excludes an iniquitous person, for otherwise there would be no difference between his view and that of Isi ben Yehuda, who does include. Remember, Isi ben Yehuda says even if he's a Rasha, we include him. So in summary, the three opinions recorded in the Braisa may be deemed as following. We now have come out to three opinions. Tanakhama, the first opinion, one is obliged to stand before an old person, provided he is not iniquitous. Okay? In the context of Tanakhama's opinion, the word sage is used in the sense of one who is not ignorant and iniquitous. Okay? He can't have both. There is no obligation to stand before a young person, even as a sage. According to Tanakhama, I don't know why he came to that conclusion. I would have come to the conclusion he has to be old and a sage. I don't know why Archko came to the conclusion. Archko saying he's old, but not iniquitous. But what about being smart? I don't know why I didn't say that. But I would have said that according to Tanakhama, you have to be both. We'll see. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, clearly, one must stand before an old person even if he's not a sage, providing he's not iniquitous, and before a sage even if he's young. That's the easiest opinion. In other words, you get up for an old person, as long as he's not a sinner, young person will be smart, one or the other. Old, that's not a Rasha, smart, doesn't matter. And Isi says, one must stand for an old person, even if he is iniquitous, and before a sage, even if he is young. He would agree to the fact that young. But according to Anakama, it seems that young, you never get it. According to Anakama, I guess he's saying two things. You get up for an old guy who's not a sinner, and you get up for an old guy who's a sage. Okay? That's how it comes out. Again, Tanakhama, you get up for an old guy as long as he's not a sinner, or you get up for an old guy who's a sage. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, you get up for an old guy who's not a sinner, but a young guy and a sage, even if he's a young guy. Isi ben Yehuda says, you get up for an old guy even if he's a sinner, and a young guy even if he's a scholar. a young guy who's a scholar. Those are the three opinions. We'll have to see who we hold like.
You've got fathers standing for their sons, if their sons are scholars.
Well, that's true. But on the other hand, there's another issue. Father has to have his own honor, and the son has to honor the father. So if he gets up for his son, that would take away the father's honor. So that's going to be a discussion. Does a father get up for his son who's a Torah scholar? Because that might be taken away from his own honor. We'll have to discuss that further.
No, I don't think you get up for the young, because wisdom is life, somebody with life experience that knows that.
That's not called wisdom. Wisdom means Torah knowledge.
Yeah, but you don't have to know application of Torah knowledge.
Yeah, but if you don't have any Torah knowledge, then you can't have any wisdom. With no Torah knowledge, life experience will give you the wrong information. You know, without Torah knowledge, you can say, listen, I've lived around and never do a favor for anybody. You have people like that. Don't help anybody. Never give charity. Because I see if you give charity, they're going to take advantage of you. Well, that's not correct. That's not wisdom. Torah says you help people even though they don't, you know. So, just being old doesn't mean you've learned anything. You have to at least not be a sinner. You have to be a good, upstanding shomer Torah mitzvahs. But not necessarily a scholar. Okay, we'll get up for that. But wisdom certainly is the best thing.
Thank you.
Okay, now tomorrow.